My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Last week, we were getting ready to insulate and talking about why bother having access to a crawl space attic. The first reason was to be able to easily monitor for any problems. Easy is a relative term. The access chute is 20 inches square, 2 feet deep, and there's only about 3 feet of headroom. You could likely fill a yearly yoga calendar with pictures of how you have to fold yourself into the space. The second big reason to have access to the space involves the radon vent. I heartily recommend, if you're building a new house, run a radon vent. It may be a little bit of a pain, but if it turns out you need one and didn't put it in, it's a huge pain. A passive radon vent is nothing more than a length of perforated pipe below your slab or basement floor. You go 90 degrees up from the below grade perforated pipe to solid pipe. You run the solid pipe as directly as possible up and through the roof. It will look exactly like a vent pipe. If the house ever tests high for radon, you turn the passive vent into an active vent through the use of a fan on the pipe. The fan gets placed up high in the vent line. You clip the pipe and put the fan in place. With attic access, if a fan is ever needed, it's an easy job. I always have the electrician place an outlet close to the radon vent in the attic. Radon vents are corded, so just get plugged in. Back to insulating, or closer anyway. I plan to blow in insulation. You can use either fiberglass or cellulose. They're about a wash, cost-wise. Cellulose may offer some benefit with regard to reduced airflow through it and being more forgiving with moisture. Surprisingly, the fiberglass is significantly more friendly to work with. Blowing cellulose is a dusty project. Given a choice between minimally irritating a glass fiber or a fine cloud of airborne inks and dyes, I'm able to protect myself better from the glass. So blown in fiberglass it is. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.